This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzz TV friends, and welcome to the after show for The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 6, Episode 11, Gators and Haters. And we approve of this title this week. We're giving it our thumbs up here. Let's get into this episode, which consisted just of that. Gators and haters.
Gators and haters. Everyone's a hater in this episode.
I might be a hater at the end of this episode myself. I have like some real strong opinions about this one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. To me, it was kind of a chore to watch.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have to say, I don't know why, but I
okay, was a chore. As soon as Amber and Jim got to Florida, I was all about the episode.
Yeah.
Don't get
me wrong. I love Jim, so I mean,
this is probably my favorite episode so far. Had to be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't blame you. I think for the most part, yes, this is where things came to a head. But I don't know. I didn't have so much trouble with the Florida portion. It was everything else we had to sit through. Let's start with it. Let's start with Teresa and Jacqueline. While these two did not share scenes together, they were kind of on each other's radar. It opened up where Joe mentioned that Chris Larita sent him a text and wanted to get together for some wine. And it was interesting how Teresa like really didn't want to answer that question if like she would be down to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't want to say no, but she at the same time was like, not interested.
I didn't really realize that she was beating around the bush, but you're right.
I watched her body language, the lack of eye contact. I watched, yeah.
Well, it's funny because she was kind of like, oh, yeah, Jacqueline sucks to me. So, like, she was kind of trying to say to Joe, like, oh, well, I'll always be glad that we were friends, but I don't really want any part of it anymore. I think what I was getting from that scene.
Yeah, no, they're definitely completely estranged and over with. It's too bad because, like, Jacqueline said on Watch What Happens Live, if you happen to catch it, she said that they left things where they agreed that they would move forward with their friendship, and they just never did.
Yeah.
So Teresa is as done as can be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There was that great flashback. Did you catch that when Caroline was on? She said, you know, sometimes you go through more with your friends than with your family.
Yes.
And that, to me, just was, like, such a great moment in time in the show. Because that is when these women really were friends, and Teresa was kind of estranged from her family at the time, and then she was with these women, and I just thought it was, like, just much better times.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that, and it's sad to see that they've all kind of fallen out.
Yeah. Nobody's really friends anymore.
Well, that's my problem with... my problem with this season.
Yeah.
While I do love the show, I just feel like this whole series, this whole season, excuse me, is a bunch of women that do not know one another that are linked up through the show. Where in the past we saw family members and brother-in-laws and close friends, friends for decades. And and now it's like... They keep playing up the fact that Amber just barely knows Teresa because of the awkward phone calls. And they keep mentioning, like, you don't really know her. Like, you're prying. Like, so, okay. So we know that Amber hasn't spoken to Melissa in years. She doesn't like the twins. And she barely knows Teresa. So, okay. So she's, like, separate.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the twins who, like, showed up. And so I just feel like it's very disjointed where in the past they were all so close. Whether they were fighting or not, it was one circle.
Yes. So... I think you're exactly right. Everybody used to be really friends, and now this year feels very forced. And it's really not working out.
Yeah.
And we can see that.
I think it's a messy season. I think I can say that so far since we are on episode 11. I find it to be very sloppy in certain ways, especially with how now they're dropping in Kathy and they're dropping in Jacqueline. And it's like, okay, like, I don't mind seeing them. But, I mean, we're, like, seeing them, like, well, like, we're seeing them more than the housewives sometimes. You know, especially with, you know, Jacqueline and her son and then having to go to Kathy's house. It's like, okay, we're really... They're like regulars to me now. Yeah. So it's just kind of like sloppily produced. I don't know. Did they run out of content with the housewives that are legit?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still confused as to what happened and why we're bringing back old people that aren't housewives, but they're appearing as much as the other housewives. Yeah.
So I want to know, our listeners, both on iTunes and YouTube, we thank you again for checking us out every week. Without you, we wouldn't be here. I want to know your thoughts on the season. Do you feel similar that maybe it's just kind of a messy season? Or well, are you really, really enjoying the new additions and the new direction that the series has taken? I mean, I did sit here last year and say that I said that, you know, things needed to go in a fresh new direction. Mm-hmm. I just don't necessarily think it's working because we're going back to the old direction. But that's my thought process on the whole thing. Anything else you want to say about Teresa? We have the dinner party.
The family dinner. I thought that was sweet. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's all to... There's no new stories there for us, so I'm getting bored. I've been bored with Teresa.
My favorite quote of the night came from the Judice dinner.
Okay.
When...
Judice. Oh, wow. Judice. I think it was funny that there was three different pronunciations yes. of their own last name at the family dinner, by the way.
I love how that keeps coming up, because it is so ridiculous.
Yes.
And I believe the late Mr. Judice said, use girls is as worse as having boys, I'll tell you that. And I was like, oh, God. Like, it was just, you know, you caught it. It was, like, in that little bumper.
Yes,
and
yes.
I was like, oh, Lord, the Jersey lingo continues.
Totally. I thought it was a sweet family dinner, and everybody was crying. But, yeah, nothing new there.
Yeah.
Moving on. I'm going to wash my hands of Teresa right now.
Well, speaking of nothing new, I agree, because what else is left for her to do for the rest of the season?
Nothing.
She doesn't want to talk about anything. She doesn't want to talk to anybody about anything. So, I mean, I don't know what else they're going to do with her.
Mm-mm.
And apparently, she has, you know, they can't put her on Watch What Happens Live, and her lawyers are, you know, telling her not to say anything, because mm-hmm. anything that she should even tweet could work against her. So she's, like, completely on lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the hell are we going to do with her for the rest of the season? Anyways, speaking of not knowing what to do with somebody, Kathy's still around. and then we saw the house, and there was a little surprise.
Hello. Just a celebrity drive-by on the Housewives.
Why?
Why is Kevin Jonas in your house? It's funny because at first I'm staring, I'm like, this guy is the craziest Kevin Jonas lookalike.
Yeah.
Like, what a doppelganger. They ran into each other on the street, my God. And then I hear his voice and I'm like, that's creepily Kevin Jonas's voice. What is Kevin Jonas maybe doing in their house? Come to find out, he's a contractor?
In New Jersey.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's his day job. Like, okay, that came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I had no idea. And he has his own little reality show with his wife. I had never heard any of this.
Is he your favorite Jonas?
No, that real young one with the
Nick, yeah.
The baby.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely the best looking one. Yeah, his body's crazy.
And he's that hot girlfriend. She's like Miss Universe, former Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean,
yeah. And then this one's over here building a house in New Jersey.
Well, that's where his
wife's hating. From. I'm not hating.
That's who should be on the show. Maybe they'll get her on the show next season.
Which one?
He and his wife live in New Jersey, right, with all around her family. They live close to her family.
Okay.
So they have a big house in New Jersey. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, that's someone young and fresh and a new wave of
they've already drama. Done reality.
Yeah. And everybody, that's a draw. I mean, someone like that could really promote the show well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like, you know, they could all promote, all the brothers could promote their sister-in-law being on The Real Housewives in New Jersey. What do we think of this house and Rosie stopped by?
I think the closet sounds amazing. Who has a closet that's on two levels that has a staircase inside of it?
That's crazy.
I'm pumped to see that. What Rosie
do they
stopping
need that
by.
For?
I didn't realize Rosie was in on all that kind of construction stuff. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I remember she said on Watch What Happens Live once that she, like, worked with, like, commercial companies to like setting up like stores and like, you know, getting in all the racks and kind of setting like, you know, arranging all of that with like on that the business surplus side.
Okay.
But I didn't know that she like read plans. She was like, oh yeah, I made plans. I know how to read them.
She's like, I used to draw them or write them, whatever the correct terminology is.
So things with her and Ellen are kind of on the outs. So I think that's the end of that.
Yeah.
And poor Rosie had a bad sunglass tan. Did you catch that?
No. Raccoon eyes?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Poor Ro.
I know. And then, Kathy, there's really not much else to say.
So, we're looking forward to seeing the house done.
Yeah.
And I think it's called a turret. Remember last week we couldn't figure out? It's a turret, right?
Yeah, I think I mentioned that. I don't remember. But, yeah, I think I mentioned something like that.
Okay.
One of those terms. Who knows? But it will be a nice house. Yeah, I mean, they got to – I don't know. All these homes have to have turrets. Melissa had a bunch of them on hers. She had, like, a
and
bunch.
And so does Teresa, except they're selling it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Teresa's house, I still don't think it's a very attractive house.
No, it's too much.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, it kind of looks like a raised ranch that they like added onto and then brought the door down. Like it looks strange to me.
It's just gaudy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's for sale now in New Jersey for $4 million.
It's only 3.9 people.
Come on.
Get it while it's hot.
well overpriced. All right, let's focus our attention to the state of Florida.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm so excited to talk about this.
All right, let's do it. So Dina is like ready. Everyone's ready for this entrance. Dina actually, well, Melissa was the only one that like welcomed them in.
Yes, I think everyone was super nervous because Jim was coming. And it's a tense situation. Everyone doesn't like Jim right now. Mm-hmm. So everyone was super tense.
And Joe Gorga said that he would fight, but he doesn't fight with a bitch or something like that. Is that what he said? He doesn't fight women or something? Like, he made some type of like knock against Jim's like gender because Jim's like acting like a little bitch.
Yeah, something like that's what
something
you call
classless
a,
as usual.
That's what you call a bitch or something like that.
Yeah. So
in the man's world, he's a bitch. Something.
Yeah. That's okay. About right. That sounds like Joe Gorga to me. So let's get into it. They enter with their Louis luggage looking fabulous, and they look like they're just like, they don't know what they're walking into.
Not at all.
But Jim was very like, you know, calm, like greeting everybody. And I think everyone was waiting for something to happen, but I don't think they realized it was going to happen as quickly as it did.
Well, I'm wondering if they cut out some time, because when things started to go down, everyone looked really drunk. Then again, when Jim and Amber arrived, I thought everybody seemed pretty sauced.
Mm-hmm.
Like that they had all been drinking after dinner already, probably to relieve their nerves and the tension in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had already had too much.
Yeah.
Maybe is what happened.
Well, Dina called over Amber immediately and was like, you know, I know what Victoria's rumor was, Victoria's secret. And I'm going to keep that alive here.
Victoria's secret.
I'm going to keep that alive. And, you know, I don't think you should bring it up. She's like, you know, I just wanted to catch you before, you know, you maybe started saying something. But Amber was like, I'm not saying anything.
Right.
So we know who does. But were you kind of surprised that Dina would, you know, lunge after her with that information as soon as she walked in the door?
Yeah, and I know that Amber addressed it in her blog. She's like, you know what, Dina was trying to paint me as the one who knew about the rumor and was going to spread it, and that's not true. Victoria Gotti said this, not me.
Yeah.
And I told her, you know, I learned my lesson and I wasn't going to say anything. And
right, and I believe her.
So I think Amber did a good job of covering up. She's probably fuming on the inside, like, really? I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah.
And now you went to them. First of all, Teresa told Dina, which they had made a little pact not to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going even further. Dina's going and telling the twins. And so apparently she hasn't yet because they didn't want to know. But that's where we are. And I think Amber did a really good job of not being pissy about it. Because I would have been like, are you kidding me? I didn't want to get involved in this.
Well, let's move on to, sorry, I'm like lost in my notes, but yes, I agree with you with that.
Well, meanwhile, inside, while they were talking, inside everything was starting to go down.
Inside, yeah. So Nicole was talking with Bobby, they were together, and then Jim kind of got his cocktail ready, and they were talking about their relationship. And again, they mentioned that they've been, you know, together for a year. And we learned during our interview with Jim that they weren't together that long.
Mm-hmm.
But it came up, and it came out of Jim's mouth, actually. Like, yeah, you've been together a year. So, like, what's going on? How long has it been?
I don't know.
Did you catch that? I was confused.
It's just crazy housewives math.
Because I was trying to read through the line, like, read between the lines. Because, like, you know, we were given this information that they weren't together for a year, that he slept with various women, allegedly, that wanted to get on the show. And then now they're sitting there and they're talking about how they've been together for a year. So I'm trying to, like, see, like, if it's true. Like, watch between the cuts, you know? But it came out of Jim's mouth. Well, you know, you've been together a year. But he was kind of, like, you know, poking them.
Picking at him.
Yeah.
Picking at them.
And then Bobby said, he's like, oh, I told Nicole, like, please, please, please don't date anybody else. So now Jim took this information, as we saw, and he made it into an opportunity to make Bobby look bad.
Of course. He started picking right away.
Yeah, right, but away. Like, not proposing, and how he proposed to Amber, like, immediately, because mm-hmm. you just know. And even Nicole was like, hey, he's kind of making a good point, because you just, yeah, I believe that you know when you know.
Right. Well, that's when Bobby got really mad, because mm-hmm. she's had plenty to drink. You could see it all over her face, and he kind of hear it in her voice. And she's like, sitting right on Bobby's lap, is basically saying about Bobby in front of him. You really haven't manned up. Because she's like, you know what? I do believe that a man can lay eyes on you the first time and you're the one.
Yeah. Okay, you sound just like her.
I'm trying, but it's not that good. Oh, but Bobby was not having it. Did you see him push her off?
He called her stupid, too.
Well, that's where it got worse. When he stormed off to the bathroom and he said, I'm leaving if you play into this one more time.
Yeah.
And so here's where... The whole time Bobby's in the bathroom, I was trying to read between the lines how you were saying.
Okay.
With different information and different things he's saying. Mm-hmm. I was like, he went into the bathroom, which is the one place the cameras can't go in with you, right? So immediately he went in there. You could see that Nicole was trying to take her microphone off. She was grabbing at her microphone pack attached to the back of her dress and trying to take that off. So something was going on where he wanted to have a private conversation. I don't know if he called somebody. Had a producer go in there with him.
Well, I thought it was Teresa that was following him up to the bathroom.
Well, first Nicole did.
Yeah.
And he called her names and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to rip her mic pack off.
Okay, gotcha.
Later, Teresa went upstairs to try to get him out of the bathroom. Yeah,
because she ended up talking with our friend Jim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I was like, okay, is this fake? Is this something for Bobby to get screen time without even being seen? You know, is this him, like, making a scene and storming out, creating a problem, being at the center of all the drama, being on everybody's lips, but yet, like, not even being there? Like, I was like, is this, like, a plan, like, a plotting device for him? Because we don't know. Allegedly, he, you know, is doing this for the fame.
Right.
So allegedly. Allegedly. Did you think that he was doing that just to be dramatic, or did you think he was pissed?
I thought he was really pissed, and he just wanted to remove himself from the situation. He felt like Nicole wasn't on his side. She was picking at him. Like, Jim was obviously going after him and wanted to rile him up.
Yeah.
So,
which I loved.
That Nicole was playing into it made him furious, and they had all had too much to drink, so I think tempers flared really easily. So he removed himself from the situation, you know, where else would he go? You know, he just wanted to be alone and be pissed off. And I think that's all it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe he might have done it for the cameras.
Okay.
But I can understand your point, too, because if Jim was pushing your buttons and you don't want to lose it and you don't want to flip, then I do give him credit for being like, okay, I got to get away from the cameras. I got to get out of here. Like, I do agree with that in a sense. Like, if you really can't, if you don't want to do anything stupid, you have to go to the one safe place there is. And if that's the bathroom, then you go.
Well, and the thing that I was curious about at first when he said, you're so stupid. And if you play into this one more time, I'm leaving. And I'm like, well, play into what?
Mm-hmm.
Play into Jim digging at me, or play into something being set up by the producers? You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
I kept trying to read between the lines with everything he was saying, because it was definitely off-camera comments that were coming out of his mouth.
Or it could just be that he's so sick and tired of hearing her talk about, you know, marriage and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that could be the thing, too. If I want to look at this with the scope that Bravo wants me to have.
Right.
You know, if I put on my Bravo glasses and just watch it for the television show that it is, I'd say, like, oh, he's just stressed out. He doesn't want to talk about having to, the pending, you know, commitment to Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was it. Maybe it was a combination of both. We don't know. But he'll resurface and we'll see what happens. We'll watch what happens. But Jim says that he needs to grow up and there needs to be a man and needs to commit. The whole time Nicole's like breaking down. So he's just right. like adding that fuel. Right.
Well, she was definitely looking so smashed at this point. And she's like, don't talk about my Bobby. I love him. That's the man I love. And I guess everyone was concerned that Bobby wasn't around to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
As well, but Jim kept digging, and he said nasty things. He said he changes his cars out every 6 months. He never sees his kids. He only sees his kids every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean that. You know, that's just low blow stuff. But
that is really below the belt.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, Bobby. I haven't really seen Bobby get too. Have we seen Bobby get like dirty in a fight with Jim?
No.
Not really.
No.
But again, we have to keep in mind that there is editing done here.
Mm-hmm.
People can pick and choose. They've made a decision early on to paint Jim as the villain and the little bitch that they've labeled him. So, I mean, you know, maybe they make it look like it's an unfair battle between the two. Maybe the war of words has been going on every episode.
Maybe.
We just haven't really seen it, like, not play out, you know?
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed, like, the button pushing because I thought it was great for TV. And I know a lot of people, not a lot of people, but, you know, there's mixed feelings about Jim. Not everybody really likes him.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, you know, what would the show be without him at this point?
Exactly.
I really enjoy him.
Me too. And I feel like he and Amber are real.
Yeah.
And some other people, I'm questioning it.
Yeah.
Now that is also because he planted that seed in our minds when he called into the show and we did that crazy interview
right.
that was so amazing. If you haven't seen it, check it out right here on our YouTube
it's
page or
relevant.
On iTunes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he blows the lid off this whole thing.
But yeah, I just feel like from forming my own opinion, I'm just not feeling those twins. I don't see them being very genuine.
That's the thing is they were all up in the mix, the middle of this big fight that we've been building up to, and I'm still not feeling connected to them.
No.
Or wanting to root for them.
Right. Oh, I completely agree. I think that's why I had a problem with the episode in general.
Okay,
yeah.
Because
it was a lot of them, and I'm not invested in Bobby and Nicole. I just think it's like either for the cameras or too rushed. And I think that she keeps playing out the fact that that's her Bobby. She loves him. They were in the pool and all that. Mm-hmm. Like she was watching him. I feel like she could look back at this and look and feel very stupid if things don't pan out because she is like, she's acting like he is like, you know, Hercules himself coming down to pick her up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she could really look like an idiot. Do you think she's going to regret any of this behavior?
I think she would say, I don't think the relationship's going to work out if it really is genuine,
mm-hmm.
even if it is. And I think what she would say in public would be, I'll never regret anything. Everything's a good lesson. I loved him. It was great. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're still friends. We'll always be friends. I really have to work on my Jersey accent. It's not working out.
Well, I don't know. The voice is pretty close.
But, yeah, that's my opinion. It's not going to work out in the end. Because I don't see him being fully into her. I do see, like, cracks in the... what do you call it? Facade?
Yeah.
I don't think this is legit.
I'm not buying it either.
I don't think he likes her as much as she likes him.
Right.
Period.
I gotcha.
Period.
I agree with you on that. Exactly. Meanwhile, Jim is like ready to unleash.
My God. Just digging. Just turning the knife.
He like, it's like a pot of boiling water and he's just like opening it a little bit out at a time. Like a few, like, you know, just a little bit because like, talk about cracks. I mean, like, Amber is, like, ready to lose it right. because he sees where Jim's going with wanting to out all these secrets that he knows about their relationship.
I have to say, I don't think this was nice of Jim. Like, it was not nice to show up, and the first thing he did was start digging and trying to piss Bobby off. It's one thing to be, like, honestly, you just have to be cordial. Obviously, that's not where this went. Maybe Jim was put up to it. I don't know.
Well, I just think Jim does not value that friendship he had with Bobby at all anymore, so he has no real respect for the guy.
So he wanted to call him out. Yeah. I mean, to show up somewhere in a large group setting and immediately pick a fight, you know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, so we need to point something out. Also, that he did say that he wasn't – we were friends for 12 years. I'm not going to badmouth the guy and
then he badmouthed the guy.
Yeah, I mean, again, victim of editing, question mark. I mean, you don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's how things go on this show. But, I mean, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He really did kind of tear into him, but we don't see really what Bobby did other than run upstairs. And I've said this on a couple different Housewives panels. Like, you just don't leave the room if there's an argument because they're all going to talk about you.
Yeah.
And it's not going to end well for anybody. And it's just going to make more lies, more things misconfigured. I mean, you know, wouldn't you want every opportunity, especially in front of television cameras, to defend yourself?
Absolutely.
I mean, especially if they're going to pick and choose what they want to air. Mm-hmm. If you're not even there, I mean, it's like whatever you want. Right. Just grab and take whatever soundbite you want.
Right.
So Amber is crying again, and she's like, she has to like run out of the room. She doesn't want anything to do with it. Well, I feel like she's lost control of him entirely.
Well, she had. Well, that's what Dina runs after her in the kitchen and was like, calm down, calm down. You can't control him. You can't control him. So... good lesson right there.
Yeah. Well, as a viewer, I loved it. I mean,
me
too. I was like, keep going, keep going. You know, I enjoyed it. So basically, Amber's up in the other room crying, and then we learn that, according to Jim, that there is Bobby keeps a condo, and that's where he's had women entertained the whole time he's been with Nicole, allegedly.
Like brain exploding. Like
yeah.
Could you imagine sitting by as Joe and Melissa, the only people with, like, nothing to do with this, and just being, like, mouth open, like,
they had some good reactions.
Bombs drop. Well, Melissa in the background, like, lounging drunkenly on the couch, she's like this.
Yep. They had some good reactions.
It was great because she's cropped off in the corner of the shot half the time, and she's her mouth hanging open, like... oh, my God.
They did cut to a wide shot. They did cut to a wide shot, and even Joe was like... oh, God. Like, he was just like, I can't even begin to, like, process what you're saying, man. He was going crazy.
Well, meanwhile, Amber had run upstairs thinking this is all Bobby's fault somehow. She's like, I want to talk to Bobby. Where's Bobby? So while she's doing that, her husband continues to talk crap.
Yeah, she let him go. Like, she's just an unleashed dog.
Then Nicole gets involved.
Yeah.
I just, it was so much. Sweet Nicole has to leave the room crying. She had enough.
Oh, yeah.
And then Teresa had to get involved is what I was trying to say. So she's like, oh, she's so much more sensitive than me. And she struts right out in the living room to start up with Jim. And I'm like, here we go.
Yep. And then Jim mentioned that he was like, you know, where's Reno? Why couldn't he be a man to come up and show himself? And he was in Florida, apparently at their house playing golf or whatever.
Right, so I didn't realize they already had a house in Florida.
But, I mean, it's like, I really felt the same way. I'm like, this guy can't come to this event because of Jim.
I know.
It was really
tacky. Well,
honestly,
it was probably a really good idea that he didn't get in the mix, but he wasn't there to help his wife out with this whole...
He let her go, yeah. He kind of just cut her loose. I mean, everyone else had their spouses there, except for Dina, of course. But,
yeah.
I mean, everybody else was there. I don't understand why he couldn't go. And, of course, someone could say, well, Grant, Jim didn't go to bowl with Joe Giudice and the other guys. But that's a different circumstance because it was, like, legalities. Right. This Reno just didn't want to be involved. Mm-hmm. And I thought he should have been there. But that's me, like, wanting to produce the show, I guess, and thinking, like, he should be there, too. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I just... Well, were you shocked when Nicole ran upstairs to get Amber and Bobby out of the bathroom? Well, because Jim's latest claim at this point is, oh, all the stuff I know about your family.
Yeah.
So she runs upstairs to yell at Bobby about, what are you saying about my family? And Jim, or I'm sorry, Bobby and Amber in the bathroom. Now, I wrote it down.
Oh, please.
In bold, because this, this is where I was like, what's going on? Is this kind of how Jim had said to us in our interview with him about, you know, I got everybody on the show.
Yeah.
It almost sounded like they were all in on something to me.
Okay, so what is it? Let's dissect.
Where he says, I never did anything to either of you. That's 100% provable. So that to me ties into Jim and Amber thinking they were set up mm-hmm. by Bobby at the house where Amber got her hair pulled. That everybody else was in on it. They didn't know that there was going to be a fight. And mm-hmm. Bobby knew and the whole thing.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And then when Nicole storms, he said that right before Nicole storms in. And Nicole, he said to Nicole, I've told you this from the beginning. There will never be one thing that you guys will look back and say I did wrong.
Hmm.
So it's almost like they had this weird group discussion before they started filming about what they would and wouldn't do.
Very perceptive. Yeah, I'm like,
I don't know,
who do you believe?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, you know, we want to talk to Bobby, right from Jim, but
we'd love to hear from you, Bobby. Call us.
I mean, you know,
come on in.
We've opened it up to you, my friend. All right. So Bobby tells Amber, that he never really did anything to Jim and Amber. Yeah, that's to your point.
Yeah.
And it seems that nobody can stop Jim. And then he gets ready to go off again. And, we see that next week more bombshells are dropped. Did we cover all of Jim's bombshells?
Hold on.
Did I miss anything? Because he was just fast and loose with this information.
Okay. Well, first it was starting with Bobby with the whole, I manned up and I married Amber. A month into it, I told her I wanted to marry her.
Yeah, we got that.
Then he started with Nicole. He changes the car every 6 months. He only sees his kids every 2 weeks. Then he says, I'm not going to divulge what he said about your family. And that's when Amber tried to shut it down.
Yep.
And he kept twisting the knife, kept going. He said, you don't want to know what he's told me about your family. Then that's when Amber was like, bring me Bobby. And she disappeared. She went upstairs and into the bathroom with Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa came back from trying to get Bobby out of the bathroom. Nicole's crying in the kitchen. She decides she's going to go in and deal with Jim. They're going to tap out. Teresa's going to go in.
Yeah, Teresa's going upstairs.
Because Nicole's had it.
Yeah.
So she says, this is what got me about Jim. He knew exactly. This was very calculated on his part. Because she walks into the living room and goes, what's going on? He doesn't say what's going on. He doesn't answer the question at all.
Instead,
he said, I can't wait for her to find out that he's been screwing some girl in the condo he's been keeping the whole time he's been dating her sister. Rather than saying, what's going on?
Yeah.
He just drops a,
yeah,
Bobby,
like
screwing around on your sister.
I can't wait for her to find out. I love that. I think that is a bitch move, but I like it.
I love the whole thing.
Yeah. Again,
as a viewer,
for those people that hate Jim, what are you watching the show for? Because, I mean, he's bringing it. He's actually showing up to play ball. Like, he really is.
This season is literally the Jim and Bobby season.
I know. I'm not even mad
about it because the girls are lacking.
Again, it's a messy season, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's like whatever will stick. We see 2 minutes of this one, 2 minutes of that one, and then we go to Kathy's house for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's messy to me. I don't understand the direction of this. It was supposed to be like a season one feel, and it isn't. It's like we're backpedaling, and, you know, it's more with you know, Jacqueline and her family, and it's just like it's messy to me. But let's talk about some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Let's see what you have, and then I might throw a few things in myself.
Well, last night on Watch What Happens Live, the poll question was, do you believe Jim's claim that Bobby was unfaithful? Yes or no? 81% of people thought yes. Bobby's probably been unfaithful to his wifey Nicole, well, girlfriend Nicole. Yeah. So Jim kind of won that by a landslide.
Yeah, people are buying what he's selling.
Exactly. Don't be haters.
I know. Maybe Gators Jim isn't as hated as he thinks.
Gators and haters. Okay. Kevin Jonas's appearance. Woo. That took me by surprise. So I looked it up. He is the owner of Jonas Werner Fine Custom Homes. It's JonasWernerHomes.com is their website. So obviously I went there to like do a little investigating. It's literally just a one page website. You can't navigate anywhere else. There's just an email and a phone number and a really nice picture of a beautiful big house. And that's it. So
interesting. Maybe it's a new venture.
Well, I thought it was funny that he said to Rosie, oh, well, that was my day job. Now I do this about singing.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to get Lance Bass as the gardener or something funny like that. So, okay. Weird. So I guess Kevin Jonas is preparing for the future. It's kind of like, look, my band quit on me. My brothers quit on me. Let me.
I guess if that's what he wants to do.
I mean, he's not like the young, cute 16-year-old kid anymore. Yeah. So.
Well, maybe Nick can make an appearance on the show.
Wouldn't that be the best? That's why we got to get him and his wife on the show so that Nick can be on all the time. A little cameo.
What a weird combination of two worlds colliding.
Well, also, remember last week we were talking about Jacqueline, how she said they were going to be downsizing. And we were like, okay, well, is that really because of their legal troubles? So I did a little digging today, actually. StupidHousewives.com.
Published, what a source.
I know. StupidHousewives.com. Had a few nice snapshots of some legal documents pertaining to their case. So they're still in proceedings years now as defendants with this whole bankruptcy case from their company that they own, this apparel company. The claims are that they siphoned money from the company and charged all kinds of personal items to the company and bankrupted it. Also, they have not been paying their lawyers, so their lawyers quit on them. So maybe this is, unfortunately, one of the reasons they are downsizing as well, like we thought.
Well, I mean, she's going to make bank to come back to The Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 7, so maybe she can save herself. That's weird.
So weird.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on there?
Okay, Teresa wrote a cast blog middle of last week saying, basically, I can't talk now. We'll chat later. Got a big thing coming up. So the sentencing is in 3 days. We've been waiting forever to find out what's going to happen. So it's in 3 days. So next week when we talk to you, we'll know exactly what happened.
Yeah, you'll have to come back and hear what we have to say about it and share your opinions. Because it all comes down to this. I mean, like she even said in that blog, it was like the most important day of her life.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. So there's some other really quick news. I'm going to tweet out a picture.
Okay.
It's of a handbag that Teresa wore to go and look at the house that she was going to be downsizing to. We have a picture that we might pull up here in a minute. And we can see that this is a screen cap from Teresa in her house. In the house that she was looking at. She's got this big Valentino bag, and it's kind of, there's a screenshot of it on the side. This bag was given to her by producers to wear, so it would appear as if she was a very rich woman looking at small, tiny, no good homes. This bag retails at a minimum of $2,400. It's a Valentino bag, like I mentioned, and they made her carry it that way, so it's kind of in front of her, so she looks as though she's like the royalty walking through these slum homes. And apparently her lawyers are not happy with this at all, because it puts up that image that she has a bunch of money, she's a woman of high stature, and it goes back to the old Teresa image. Teresa also claims that they told her that bag was hers, and then when they stopped filming at that house, they took it back, and she was pissed.
Ooh, that's good juice.
Yeah, isn't it? So again, a manipulated season.
Really?
But, and now the lawyers are saying, like I mentioned earlier, like she needs to stay off Twitter.
I heard that. She's like, on social lockdown, like no social media.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, it's 3 days away.
Right.
I mean, you know, I think she can hold off.
Yeah.
Let's do some predictions, shall we?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You go first.
Okay. Yes. Well, next week it looks like Dina is going to get the blame for this rumor being resurfaced. I predict that Amber is going to mention her involvement, not necessarily Amber's personal involvement, but that she told Teresa, or Teresa told Dina, basically. I think she's going to implicate Dina to kind of take some of the heat off her.
Mm-hmm.
So because Dina's mad that somehow it's now her fault. And then, you know, it looks like the fight is going to happen maybe in the first 10 minutes. And then it looks like more, you know, fooling around in Florida. You know, they're jumping off a boat. So I'm wondering all the drama that has yet to unfurl, how long that's going to last. You know, how much of the episode that really is going to take up.
Right. I wish they would actually show us more of these fights. I feel like they boil it down. It's so choppy.
Yeah.
And, you know, then they split it up over two episodes. Like, I'd rather just see it all play out.
Yeah, I agree.
Lengthwise. Let's do it.
Yeah. I feel a little cheated by these promos because we kept seeing this, like, all this stuff happening in Florida for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, like, it's been small doses and small doses. And I feel like, you know, each week we sit here and we're like, we can't wait for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they cheat us with these promos because they show stuff that doesn't really happen in that episode.
Yeah.
I feel like we get things that are going to happen coming up like a few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they say like coming next on Real Housewives. And that's what they said. I listened for that specifically because I was like, is this one of those like teasers? But no, it's fun in the next episode. So we should be seeing everything in these promos. I just feel like we're kind of being cheated.
Well, I can't wait to see what Jim and Bobby actually say to each other in this next.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened at the end of the episode. All of a sudden, all the women are crying and screaming at Bobby that he has to go talk to Jim. So it seems like there was a little bit of a disconnect or a little bit of editing where it goes from, Bobby, get downstairs because you set Jim right about saying, you know, about him saying something about my family.
Mm-hmm.
And cut to, Bobby's downstairs and all the women are in tears and just pointing in his face and screaming and crying. So we missed a little something. And I'm wondering how this all resolves because we do see the image of him running out through the living room like, where is he? Let's do this.
Yeah,
you know, and everyone's just
too drunk,
you know, everyone's just too drunk. So I'll be interested to see what happens. I don't think anything gets resolved for sure. Yeah. I think it seems like they're content to stay enemies at this point.
Well, whatever happens, we know that the Housewives will talk about it constantly. They will rehash this Florida trip.
Endlessly.
And so will we. We have a lot more to say, and the fight continues next week. So we'll have to see what really happens. And I would love to get some more opinions from our listeners and also from maybe some of these players on the Real Housewives themselves. We'll have more on that. Where can we find you?
Yes, on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
A pleasure as always doing the show with you, Megan. You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Until next time, please check us out, rate, and comment. We look forward to seeing you soon, AfterBuzz friends.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.